The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That was a sweet ass fade out, wasn't it?
You're professional. So I'm going to tell you something. I want to start off with this.
Okay.
It has been 7 days, I think, since the last time you and I talked.
Okay.
And I have not wiped my ass once since then.
Is that normal for you? Or
I bet I have pooped 9 times.
Oh, your house has got to smell awesome.
I don't know how to be a pitch man for something. I just don't. I feel like everything that I say is bullshit and made up.
Agreed.
But I'm telling you that I will never go without having a bidet again.
Right?
I'm serious. Hold on. How's yours going?
I want to hear more about yours. I'd love to hear more about your bidet story.
So my bidet story started last week when you and I made, this is the only time that we've ever given each other our word on anything.
We made a blood pact.
A poop pact.
We made a poop pact.
That we would each hook up our bidets so we could talk about them this week.
Uh-huh.
And I did mine.
So I spent my week trying to figure out our recording setup here, which I didn't quite pull off. If you're listening to this and you can hear it, then it was a success, I guess. So I'll just say I semi figured out how to set up a mix minus.
Nobody gives a fuck.
I know. Nobody knows what a mix minus is. So
what they want to know about is you spraying your butthole with water instead of wiping. That's what they tuned in to listen to.
Is that right? Well, I can't help you with that one. It didn't happen. I had to buy some attachments to hook it up, and I didn't go to the store and buy them.
You had to buy attachments to hook what up?
The bidet.
No, you don't.
What do you?
You got water that runs in your toilet now, right? No,
yeah. Oh, so you came to my house and you know exactly how my toilet's hooked up?
Unless your toilet is hooked up with a fucking garden hose coming in from outside, I'm sure it's a standard fucking hookup. It's hooked up to a garden hose, isn't it?
It's a bucket with a garden hose. It's a two bucket system.
So why? I'm curious. Well, we can't have a conversation about this because you didn't hold up your end of the deal. But now that I've experienced this, I can't imagine going back to how the savages are with using paper. You know, it's like, I can't believe you don't know what the three seashells are.
So I've known you for a long time. And it was probably within the first year that I had met you, probably 5 times you said, there has to be a better way than sticking your hand behind your ass and literally scraping the shit out of your ass. I specifically remember you saying that because I remember thinking, what a weird fucking thing to say.
One, I think you're lying. I think that was probably in the first week because that's typically how I kick things off with people.
Yeah.
I spend more time thinking about shitting than most. I realize that. And I've always been disgusted by the whole thing.
Yeah. That's a good thing to be disgusted by shit.
No, I don't, you're going for the easy jokes, and I'm trying to just be serious with you. This is deep, heartfelt shit. But you know how I am. I can't go into a. I would just as soon shit my pants than go and have to take an emergency shit at a gas station.
That's so fucking weird. Well, now probably especially because you're not going to be able to shit anywhere that doesn't have a bidet.
I'll just have somebody kneel underneath me and spray water up my butt or something. I don't know.
You're going to carry around a guy with a squirt gun?
I'm sure I could find a homeless guy that needs $8.
$8, huh? That's all you're willing to pay?
Well, per shit.
Oh, that's not bad. I might take you up on that offer.
you're telling me that's $80 a week, man. There's people that could use that.
Huh. I think I'd squirt your ass with a squirt gun for $80 a week.
No, I meant like out of their mouth, you know. But I want them to do it like the sprinklers, you know.
As long as I can, when you do that thing, I can slap your ass at the same time.
Play it like them bongo drum shit you were making me listen to earlier.
Oh, shit. Exactly.
I really think that it's weird that you don't think that it's gross to shit after somebody else shit. Like
sit on the same toilet, you mean?
Yeah. Okay, so if it happens, and I'd be lying if I said I've never had to, or I've never shit at like a store or something, you know, when I go out to eat, I typically eat bad shit. Sure. And a lot of it. And if we're not going straight home afterwards, like say we have to go to Walmart, there's like a timer that starts. As soon as I eat, it's like, all right, I've got 13 minutes before something's going to run down my leg.
God, you live a weird life.
Yeah. So if everything doesn't align and I have to make an emergency shit at a Walmart or something, I mean, it is a whole ordeal. It's a whole ordeal because I have to use the handicap stall.
Why?
Because it needs to be in the corner.
Because
I don't want
you realize that what you're doing is a handicap? You have a handicap?
Okay. So I can't have somebody on either side of me. Oh. So I've got to be in the corner.
All right.
And the corner is always where the handicap stall is.
Okay.
And then, so I go in there, and then I've got to take probably, 20 yards of toilet paper and wipe everything down.
Before you do anything?
Before I do anything. And then because I touched the fucking nasty Walmart toilet, I got to go out and wash my hands shit.
You got to go out of the stall?
Yes. I have to. I have to wash my hands because I touched the fucking toilet.
So there's like 14 people that have been in and out by now.
No. I just zip out, wash my hands, go back in. I already got it prepped.
So, I mean, while you're out there, somebody steals your stall?
Nope, it's never happened, so I don't know. I'll deal with that when it happens.
All right.
But then I've got to wrap the toilet seat in toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because I can't have my ass touch where somebody else's ass is touched, because I'm not a homo. That has nothing to do with being clean. It's just I'm not gay, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I totally understand.
And then I don't know.
You can't even explain it, can you?
Well, some toilets are real low, and if they're too low, then I feel like I'm one of them Viet Cong people trying to shit, and I can't do that.
Viet Cong. What's gonna be Viet Cong?
You've never seen a Viet Cong shit before?
Yeah,
in the movies?
I think all the Asian shit that way. I don't think it's just the Viet Cong.
Nope, it's just the Viet Cong. That's why we went to war.
Hilarious.
But anyway, so then I'll shit and then wipe. So the last time I had this type of emergency happen, so I went through my whole ordeal, you know, prepping the toilet, washing my hands, shitting, and then I have to wash my hands again after I shit, you know, because I scrape all the shit off my asshole when I'm done.
Yeah.
And just as I walked out of the stall, and so, like, I walked out of the stall just as somebody was walking into the restroom.
Yeah.
So then I cut over to the sink, and then I was, like, watching them to see what they were going to do, because it would gross me out if they were going into shit after me. and they did. They went right in, and so I'm sitting there, like, looking, and I could see that he walked in, locked the door, dropped his pants, and sat right down.
So you felt gay?
Yes.
There was, like, not enough time?
I can't watch it happen. That makes it super gay.
Oh, this is awesome.
So when's the last time you've shit in a store?
It's not something I keep track of. I don't know. Today? I don't know. Last time I went to a store? Maybe not.
So
that.
You just
not...
shit every time you go to a store?
Yeah. Why not? If they have nicer bathroom than I do. No, I don't. Not every time I go to the store, but if I'm at the store and I have to shit, it's a normal human bodily function. You're lucky that I'm not shitting in the middle of the aisle. I don't give a fuck.
You don't wipe the toilet down before you put your ass on there?
Sometimes, if there's pee on it.
No, if you walk in and there's no pee, you're not going to wipe it down?
No, not usually.
Oh, God. That is so fucking disgusting.
Why? Why? Your ass is so clean that you, I mean, what the fuck?
Okay, so if I pulled my pants down, and would you be comfortable pulling your pants down and putting your ass against my ass?
Comfortable? I don't know. Maybe.
Would you be okay with it?
No, probably not.
Why not?
Because that's disgusting.
But that's what you're doing.
No, it's not at all. I mean, it's not even remotely the same. I mean, literally couldn't be more different.
Really?
Yeah, you really. Yes.
You think it couldn't be more different?
No, it couldn't. There's no scenario where you could describe anything that could be more different than that, than those two things. Try.
If I fuck your wife, will you immediately eat her out?
No, of course not.
Same thing.
same thing. So you realize that toilet seats are not porous, right? I mean, they're not like sucking in ass juice just to spit it back out of the next ass that shows up, right?
You have any idea the type of people?
See,
like
you don't have an argument for that, so you're changing it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You go in and you drop trowel,
mm-hmm.
and people are fucking animals.
Yes, I realize that.
And they start shitting before they've created a proper seal. So you're just going there and sitting on their shit. You sick fuck.
No.
Whatever, that's fine. You live your life the way you want to live it.
I'm living on the edge. Living dangerously. If there are those toilet seat covers, you know, I'll use those.
But you won't lay toilet paper down.
If I need to, if it's gross, I mean, if it's nasty, I will. But if it's just a white toilet seat that doesn't look nasty, then no, I won't. I don't give a fuck.
I bet you're in the minority.
No, I'm white. Nothing. Can't even get a fucking laugh. I don't even get a laugh.
Not for that.
Fucking asshole. I thought we were friends.
I made up my white. All right. Yeah. So could you do me a favor?
Nope.
All right.
Well, I mean, I try to be honest. You can tell me what you need and we can see, though.
I was just going to see if you'd hook that fucking bidet up.
Oh. I plan on it. I told you. I had to go to the store and buy fucking shit, and I didn't feel like going.
What do you? Okay, so back to that. What do you need to buy?
The hookup for my. It's a different size. The hookup coming out of my wall. My shutoff valve is corroded shut, so I need to buy a new shutoff valve. So I'm gonna have to shut the water off to my whole fucking house to turn this thing on. Change the shutoff valve, and I'm gonna buy.
No, you don't hook it up to your wall. It hooks up between the hose and your toilet, not your. Wall and your hose.
Yeah, I know, but my shutoff valve is corroded to my toilet, so I'm gonna change the shutoff valve.
So you don't need a piece. You're just doing that because you're gonna be down there anyway.
Yes.
All right, that's not what you said.
I know, because I was trying to be combative.
Don't well, you, why?
Don't, because I'm an out, asshole. I don't know.
I'm going. So the show almost ended 2 weeks ago because you said I'm too combative.
Right.
And I am just letting a lot of shit go this week in the hopes of trying to keep the show moving forward.
We've been talking for like 10 minutes and you're letting
you're
a
taking
lot of shit
advantage of it.
Oh, shit.
We I don't give a fuck. We can end the fucking show. If you just want to see who can out combat who, I will combat the fuck out of you.
That's not even a correct sentence. I will combat the fuck out of you.
It may not be a correct sentence, but it's the fucking show title this week.
All right. Sometimes I forget how much of a tough guy you are.
You know, I wish I would have known you, like, I want to punch you. That's what I'm saying.
You know what's funny is I get that a lot.
I bet you are the type of man that would cry if you got hit in the face.
Probably. I'm crying just thinking about it.
I'd like to just fuck the shit out of you.
I'm like, nice. Just so you know, I'm like 99% sure this show is not going to go out.
Why?
I don't know. I'm telling you, my levels are so much lower than yours. It's going to be like you're yelling and I'm whispering.
All right, then let's quit.
No, I don't want to quit. I want to put out a show. I can't even hear myself in my headphones.
Okay, but I don't want to record it if you're not going to put it out. Just wasting my fucking time.
Well, why would I put it out if it sucks? All right, well, I'm going to stop the recording. We'll pick it back up at this exact spot if it's good. Don't give me that bullshit. All right, I'm stopping. Okay, we're back. We had to make a few adjustments. Our producer had shit fucked up.
If you're talking, I can't hear you.
don't do that. don't fucking way to keep it light, buddy. That was awesome.
So what's funny to everybody that listens to this show is, you know, because we've always talked about how we don't give a shit or
yeah. Yep.
Once we started recording a proper way, we were the only thing we were proud of is that our show, when I say sounded good, I mean the audio quality, not the content.
yeah.
So we had to stop recording here and go back and try to figure out what the fuck's going on because we're trying a new way of recording.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can ever get Anthony pissed off about is the audio end of this podcast. Not the content, not about doing anything, just the content. So we've spent the last, I don't know, we recorded for like 15 minutes and then we argued for a half hour. And it's like no matter what Anthony says at this point, I threaten to quit the show. So I feel like it's inevitable that we're about done.
I've been thinking that for a while.
It's like, fuck it. I'm just done. I'm done with it.
I felt like we were on the downward slide for about, legitimately on the downward slide for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks now, six weeks, 7 weeks now.
So when you say we're on the downward slide, you're saying that the show isn't as good?
No, I feel like neither one of us is, what do they call that? Heart? Did we have heart before?
I don't know, but before we go further, I just wanted to tell you and let everybody else know that I'll be on Who Are These Podcasts next weekend. So
gotta,
I'm looking forward to that.
You got to get that out there. You got to get it out there just in case this is the last time we record. Oh, shit. I think that shtick's getting old. People aren't believing it anymore. There was a time where we would talk about this being the last podcast, and people would be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. And now we talk about it every week. So
I think they're like, just I think you just renamed our show.
What?
The last podcast that's left.
Oh, yeah? I already forgot what we decided to call it before.
No, I mean the whole title of the show.
Oh.
I've already got a logo on mine.
Oh, do you? You've changed our logo like 15 times. I want to go back to the other one.
But, all right. So, are we done?
Yep. What?
All right.
No, I was just going to say, what's the point of this? What are we trying to do here? Are we trying to make people laugh, or are we trying to make each other laugh?
I think what we have always said is we're trying to make each other laugh.
All right. Make me laugh, clown. Dance, monkey.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I don't even remember what we were talking about, you being a fucking disgusting pig.
I don't think that's what we were talking about.
When you go to a hotel.
Yeah.
Do you wipe the toilet seat down before the first time you use it?
Fuck no. The maids clean it. Why the fuck would I wipe it down?
I'm sure they I'm sure they do a swell job with that.
It's their job. I do a good job at my job sometimes. If you get paid to clean toilets, you clean toilets, right?
Oh, fuck. Is that really how your mind works?
Is that what?
You know, I said, is that really how your mind works?
No. My mind does not work that way at all, but it doesn't work like I better wipe down the toilet before I sit on it. We go to a hotel. I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to take a shit. I go in and take a shit. I don't think about it. Is that really how your mind works? You think about it?
Oh, not only do I think about it, I spend more time thinking about not wanting to shit than I do that it would take to go in there and do it.
It's, okay, wait. For one time in our relationship here, you're the fucking weird one. That's fucking weird.
Nope.
Nope. You won't even acknowledge that out of everything that I've ever said, I've always admitted I'm a little strange. But this one time, you won't even acknowledge that you're the one that's fucked up here.
What part of it is fucked up?
You just said you spend more time thinking about not wanting to take a shit than actually taking a shit. That's fucking weird, man.
Because, again, the reason why I spend so much time thinking about not wanting to shit is because once I commit to the shit.
I've never put it in them kind of terms, ever.
Okay, so if I'm walking through the store and I'm like, all right, so this is it. I'm doing this. That kicks off. That is the first step in what kicks off and turns into the entire process of wiping down the toilet and washing my hands and then pooping and washing my and I would just as soon not do that. It's a waste of time. And that's what I was saying. This thing of I don't know why this country doesn't have bidets everywhere. I don't understand it. It's big everywhere else.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, for sure. I don't.
I am going to get one of the deluxe ones.
Like with the heater and everything?
Yeah, and the air blower offer thinger.
Oh, I didn't realize they had that too. Aren't those super expensive though or no?
Doesn't matter. I haven't.
Gotta have it. So is that the only problem with it is that it's cold?
So I think some of the deluxe ones, you can steer them or something. You know?
Yeah. They got a race car simulator built in.
Well, I mean, they got a remote control and stuff, but you kind of got to like shimmy and shake because you don't just want the water going right up your asshole. You want it knocking the chunks loose and stuff.
So you, when you're done, you don't have to wipe at all?
So it depends. If I'm going to shit and then get in the shower, mm-hmm. I don't.
Isn't that normal though?
No.
No.
But I did do a couple test runs. So I did shit and then use that thing. And then wipe just to make sure that, you know, and everything's.
Yeah.
And it has. So now I don't wipe, but I do have to. You have to dry it. By it, I mean your ass. Not the bidet.
Yeah, every time you got to dry the bidet and put it away nicely. So what do you use to dry it?
Paper or toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So if you get a good enough bidet, you guys can just literally put in a hand towel to dry your ass with because it's clean, right? Just dry your ass with a hand towel and hang it back up.
like everything else that I do in my life, I mean, this is how I work. When I say I discover something, if something's new to me,
yeah,
then I start reading about it and try to learn everything that I can about it, and then I'll retain maybe 5% of it. But
sure, but at least you'll know something.
And in most places, like where they have bidets,
yeah,
there's a communal drying towel.
Oh, that's real. I was just kidding. That's fucked up.
Again, super fucking gross. So if I was in one of them countries like wherever the fuck they use bidets at, everywhere else. For the rest of this conversation, it's going to be in Australia.
Is it Australia?
I just said for this conversation, it's going to be Australia.
All right.
Our conversation would be like, crikeys, you don't get uncomfortable using somebody else's patent towel, mate.
Patent towel. I love the term patent towel. That's great. Is that true, though, or are you fucking with me? They have like a communal dry-off towel, like an ass towel they dry off with.
Yeah, if you wherever the fuck we're talking about, mm-hmm. there will be a towel there, and that's what people use to pat themselves dry.
Even in public restrooms?
I guess the mindset is that your asshole is clean, so it's just like a hand towel hanging in your house.
I wouldn't trust the person before me to spray their asshole clean enough.
Well, you'd notice if it was brown spots all over it.
I'm assuming it's a brown towel, so you can't notice. Then that way they don't have to wash it as much. God, that's so nasty. Bidets are gross.
They're not, man. They're fucking amazing.
I was just kidding. I'm excited and not excited at the same time, just because I don't know about the cold. I just want to jump to the heated model right away.
You know, like, okay, you know when you go swimming and the pool's a little too cold to go swimming?
Yes.
So you go underwater.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as you're under there, it's like your body adjusts and then it's no longer cold until sure. you get out.
Yeah.
It's just like that with a bidet, except it's all in your butthole.
So just you're swimming with just your butthole.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So you said, did you put something on here about our...
No.
Okay.
I haven't put anything on the board in a month.
I thought... I'm glad you're taking this show to the next level with me. I thought that I saw something on here about them taking our promo code away or whatever.
No, they... Oh, no, they didn't take it away. But we have a promo code.
I thought I saw something on here that said it disappeared. Am I retarded?
Our promo code has vanished.
Oh God, I really am retarded. I swear to God, I read our promo code vanished, and I'm thinking them assholes took our promo code away. I totally forgot that our fucking promo code has vanished. So if you need a bidet. Oh, that's fucking amazing. That is so awesome.
So that is at, I think it's biobidet.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody that listens to this show is going to
make it this far.
One, make it this far, but nobody is going to say, well, Doug and Anthony enjoy bio bidet, so I need to go get one.
Go get me a bio bidet. Don't say that. We're trying to get big name sponsors here. We have reach. We're tastemakers.
Or we have reach around.
We're fresh makers or whatever. Did you say reach around?
Yes.
Yes. Unfortunately, I did.
Do you think for a second that shit. We will ever get a... I don't want to say a good sponsor because that makes it fun.
The best we already have the best sponsor. We have merch is the best sponsor we could possibly get.
Yeah, we're not talking about him this week.
All right, cool.
I'm on strike with him.
Oh, why? What happened?
Nothing. I just don't want to talk anymore.
Oh, all right, cool.
And he's got to be the one that pays the price.
Dick. Well, good thing I brought him up then. I'm crossing the picket line.
All right, so if we get that, let's just get that out of the way, then we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
If you have a podcast or a band and you want a sticker or a
don't
shirt.
Don't sound so enthused.
Head over to wehavemerch.com and he will be happy to help you.
He will be happy to help you. Okay.
He's doing this, like them fundraiser shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, like, so if you got somebody that's got the anal cancer or something and you want to sell stickers.
Yeah.
He'll print you up a fuck ton of stickers for
cheap.
For cheap. Yeah.
Nice.
And then you can sell them and make money. off your anal cancer.
That's always good. Yeah. So if you got anal cancer and you need money, give him a call. Is that the takeaway?
I can't believe he's still hung out with us through this all this shit.
I was thinking the same damn thing. What the fuck's he thinking, man? He was riding our coattails and we're not even wearing a shirt. It's like, come on. We're going nowhere, man.
And we're taking you with us.
Right.
All right. So you put a couple stories on here. Let's do that and then I can get the fuck off of here.
Okay.
I'm supposed to pretend to care. What, you know what's funny is every time, not every time, I can hear Carl's voice in my ear. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts?
Okay.
.com.
Yeah.
Where you'll see me next week.
You're such a funny guy.
I can hear his voice.
Yeah.
Like reviewing us in real time.
What?
As I'm talking.
What? I don't get it. What do you mean?
Then why the fuck are you recording the show? Jesus Christ. Nobody wants to fucking hear this.
Why the fuck are you even talking about it then? Okay. The only answer I have is go fuck yourself. I don't know why. Do I have to have a fucking reason?
All right. So why do we do this show? Let's do that. You know, hold off on these stories and let's analyze what it is that we're doing here or what we're
trying to do. Again, one more time, we're going to analyze this because that's what people want to hear. All right. So why do we do this show? Why? Okay. First of all, why did we start the show? Why did you start the show?
I was getting ready to answer you.
Okay.
Because I thought that we could put out, and this is funny. It's funny that I'm saying this, and it's the truth.
Okay.
Because I thought that we could put out an informative show that would change people's minds.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when we argued with each other, you mean?
The show, the first couple episodes was... The first five or six episodes was us debating each other in a serious manner.
Yeah. So that was what you honestly thought that we were going to change people's minds? I didn't think that. I just thought, like, whenever we argued, it's always really funny. So, like...
Yeah, but we weren't... No, you're redirecting history or something.
Rewriting history is what I'm doing.
Your mom is.
Yeah, that too.
If you go back and listen to our show, there was no attempt at humor. It was just two fucking idiots talking about shit they didn't know.
Just bumbling. So
you can't say that when we argued it was funny because we weren't even attempting that.
Yeah, but that makes us look bad, so we need to rewrite history.
Oh, okay. So I thought we were trying to get to what we're trying to do here, and because you asked me a question, I'm trying to.
It's just difficult for me. So when we started this, I don't know. I just wanted to have a podcast when I started. I just thought it would be cool to have a podcast.
Okay, so we have a podcast.
Yeah, I think it sucks having a podcast.
So then, why do we keep doing it? I can answer.
Okay.
On my end.
All right.
Because the weeks that I go without recording, I feel like I didn't get my therapy that week.
All right.
But then the weeks that I'm recording, I feel like I need therapy.
But I think we got something wrong here. Shouldn't this be fun?
It is sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's just like today we had an hour of you going test. That wears on you after a while, man.
I wish what would be nice is if we could have a schedule that stayed, that was really consistent, that would work for both of us. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's a huge part of our problem. I honestly do believe that's part of our problem.
We've recorded Saturday morning every day for the last 15 years. Except right. for this week.
No, that's not true. And even when we record, ever since I went to third shift, when we record Saturday mornings, it sucks for me. Yeah, right. See, there. There it is.
Well, I can't help but that you can't fucking keep a job long enough to work the same shift?
Keep a job long enough. Huh. Let's analyze that statement here, all right? I can't keep a job long enough. How long have you been at your job?
Oh, 18 months.
Right. How long have I been at my job?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Seven years. How long you been on your shift?
I don't know. A few months.
I've been on first shift 11 years. Fuck off.
What does that even have to do with anything?
Apparently, it has everything to do with it. If I've got to change my schedule because you can't stay on the same fucking shift.
Oh, my God. So you want to go there. When is the last time you have ever changed your schedule for this show ever? When's the last time you've inconvenienced yourself at all for this show?
Okay, I can answer that pretty fucking quick.
All right, go ahead.
First off, we'll start with today, like now.
Okay, what now?
Right now, just me having to talk to you right now is a very big inconvenience.
All right. Oh, just the one? You got one example?
you brag that you don't do anything for the show except for sit down, talk, and then you're done.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
and
about
I've
brag.
And I've had to do everything else.
I don't know about brag.
And then you ask me when is the last time I've had to inconvenience myself for the show.
Yeah.
You're a fucking turd, man. You're a piece of shit.
Brag is a strong term. I don't brag.
Everybody that you co-hosted with, even Brian Trammell or Trammell, or however the fuck you say his name.
Amtrak.
Everybody has reached out to me and said, you know, I thought it was all a gag, but Anthony really doesn't do anything for that show.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I'm telling you, they'll all tweet it.
They'll hashtag Anthony doesn't do anything. Oh, shit. I don't believe it. It's a conspiracy against me.
What do we got here?
You want to talk about politics?
No.
There's a lot going on in politics.
Is there? I hadn't noticed. You know, one thing that I don't want to do anymore is brag about the weather here versus the weather in Illinois.
Why? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I still check to see what the weather is like there. Like today it was like 7 degrees or something, and here it was like 62.
Yeah. It was cold as fuck today.
I lost my house to a hurricane, so I don't – it kind of
– Karma? Is that what you're saying? The karma came and bit you in the ass?
So I seriously doubt that karma was the reason why I lost my house in the hurricane so much as the fact that I took my house and moved it to the coast. But – What I'm getting at is the 61 degree weather in November.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a price.
Yep. Yeah. It's Yeah. I don't have to worry about my house being blown away by a hurricane, but there's a fair chance that I could lose it to a tornado. Does that help you? Make you feel any better?
It'll make me feel better if it happens.
If it actually happens.
Yeah. After all the jokes that everybody made about me losing my house, all you motherfuckers lose your house to tornadoes.
Nobody made jokes. Who made jokes?
I listened to that bullshit. you think just because I'm an asshole to everybody else that you can be an asshole to me?
No, I don't think that's why. That's just my right.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, but you're cutting out really, really bad.
Your mom's a whore. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
All right,
I did. Good. Yeah, you're choppy as fuck.
Oh, really? That's not good. Are we losing Skype connection?
I don't know.
All right. Are we gonna get back to the root of this? Why we're doing a podcast? Why? Okay. Wait. Let me ask you a question first. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Why do you go on other podcasts? Who are these podcasts especially?
I have a good time recording.
Yeah? Then why do you do this podcast?
And it's good practice for when I go on other podcasts.
For who are these podcasts? Oh. You going to go on there and suck on Opie Anthony's cock some more, or is that the plan?
God, you're such a jealous bitch, man. You are such a jealous fucking person.
No, what? How is that jealous?
I would enjoy recording on this show if this show was not so filled with technical problems all the fucking time.
All the time. We have not had a technical issue in a very long time, other than with Skype, that I have no control over. So what are you talking about?
I don't understand what you just said, but I know that when I record with Carl,
yeah,
he knows how to Skype. When I record with you, you don't know how to Skype.
is that right?
All right. So a new study says those who like to drink coffee black often have psychopathic sadistic traits.
I put that on here because I know you drink coffee black. That was the only reason.
Don't you?
No, fuck no. It's disgusting. I'm not a psychopath.
How do you
I put creamer and cinnamon and maybe a little whipped cream.
Yeah, you do not.
I absolutely do. Are you fucking serious? If I'm at home, I have a little thing, a little whisk that I make make homemade whipped cream with it. I am dead serious. I have a little metal cup and a little electric whisk, and I make homemade whipped cream. Sometimes I'll even put a little chai tea in there.
All right. So, do you ever drink coffee at work?
Every day.
All right. How do you drink it?
Cream, just cream.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Why?
Whatever. Anyway.
Dude, are you trying to corner me?
Yeah.
I don't drink black coffee.
The cinnamon and fucking whipped cream and
yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad to like things that taste good. You're right. It makes you less manly.
Yes.
Yes. Well, even when you're at home, you don't put anything in your coffee?
No.
Why?
Because I enjoy the taste of coffee.
Oh, fair enough. Well, you're a psychopath.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm not.
Okay.
I am fascinated by serial killers.
Okay. What?
So moving on.
Okay, let's talk about that. I want to know which part are you fascinated with, why they do it or their actual crimes?
The crimes. Yeah. I don't know that I care why they do it, cuz I don't think you ever know that.
That's funny, cuz that's exactly how I feel. I want to know more details. Like, all these podcasts, true crime podcasts, they try to leave out all of the really, really gory details or like anything that they think would like come off as really, really bad. They leave it out because they don't want to say it. That's the stuff I want to hear. I want to hear all the gory details. What's the point in covering?
You know, it's inevitable that this our show is going to change into a true crime podcast.
Why you say that?
Why wouldn't we do a true crime podcast that we want to hear?
We can, but I mean, the problem with it is that we don't do any research. Well, I'll read not true. We'll call it the Not True Crime Podcast.
Right there. Fuck.
Just totally made up stories every week.
No, we're not going to. We'll only make up the parts to fill in the gaps.
So what, we're going to talk about Dahmer and just make up anything we don't know about Dahmer? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, we'll do a little bit of research and whatever, but fuck, man, I almost want you to take this out of the show.
Why?
Because I don't want somebody to steal our idea for a name. I'm serious. I'm being 100% serious right now. I am motivated to start recording again.
All right. Ready? Go.
Who do you want to talk about?
I don't know. The one that was interesting to me was Albert Fish. Is that what it is? Albert Fish. It was Fish was his last name.
The old man?
Yeah.
He used to shove stuff up his dick?
Yes. He was the most interesting to me so far, I think. Just because he shoved stuff up his dick.
So that's all I know about him.
Yeah, me too. I think he might have killed some people, and he shoved stuff up his dick. That's all I know. And he left it there. He shoved stuff up his dick and like left it there. And it, like when he died, he had like needles and nails and all kinds of stuff shoved up inside him that had been there for years. That's all I got.
Well,
is that it?
All right. we're no good at this.
Nope. Is there anything
that's
that
a cool
we
name
gonna...
for a show though?
Yeah, it really is. We'll keep that on the back burner in case we ever get really motivated.
I don't know if you know it or not, but he got divorced and then he got remarried on February 6th, 1930 in Waterloo, New York.
Wow, Waterloo, New York, huh? I got a cousin from Waterloo, New York.
Then he went to Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital. This is what our show would sound like, because I would just read shit off Wikipedia.
Slowly, just on the air live, just scanning through it and reading little bits.
And then he wished his position in cut and just start mid-sentence. All right, fuck that. I'm done.
Oh, shit.
That's going nowhere. Hold on. I got to scratch out Not True Crime Podcast, even though that's a wonderful name. Hey, if there's any other podcasters out there that want to do a true crime podcast with me, and research.
I'll do it.
Damn it. That's such a wonderful idea, too.
At this point in our podcasting career, I could pretty much just say whatever. Like, hey, yeah, Doug, I have an idea. We're going to do this. And nobody's going to believe me anyway. So I can just literally just say whatever I want. And if I do it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. What? There's no, like... No, there's nothing bad.
There is, though.
Why?
Because we talked off the air, and I told you that if you wanted me to continue with doing this show, the least we could do is test out these bidets so we can talk about it on the show. And you said, I will do that.
No. That's not what happened. That's not the conversation we had. The conversation, that was part of it. The conversation we had was, I'll be back in... enthusiastic or whatever if we can record without having to sync them up, which for some reason is the hardest thing in the world.
Not for you, because you don't fucking do it.
Yeah, I have, and it's not difficult.
I still got text messages from you that, oh my god, these things are so far out of sync. It's very bad.
From like 8 months ago? I'm pretty sure at this point...
Yeah, because that was the last time you did it.
Right. I'm pretty sure at this point the analogy would be that we've been riding this podcast horse and it's been dead for like 3 months and we just didn't know it. We're just sitting on the back of a carcass, just, you know, hitting it and telling it to run.
So you're done too?
Two? What? it cut out. What'd you say?
Right. That's a good analogy for where we're at right now.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be done, but I want to figure something else out because obviously this is, you know.
So I don't know what that means, figure something else out.
Well, I mean, not do this. It's like, let's see. It's 12:40. I'm dead tired, and I'm not having fun. Like, this isn't funny or fun, or you know what I mean? And that's the main thing, that, like, it was supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be funny. If we can't get that down, do you understand what I'm saying? Are you even there?
I'm sorry, I tuned you out. What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. See you later. So
no interest in trying to make it funny or fun?
Yeah, I'm fucking trying it. I don't know what else to tell you other than I'm trying to make it funny. And if you you're sitting there telling me that it's not funny, then all right. Well, I guess I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're killing me. It just seems like every week is more of the same.
Right. Yes. That's how I feel. So make it funny. Go. Be funny, clown.
That's my joke. I got nothing.
I honestly don't even know where you're at right now. You're telling me that it's not fun to record, but you don't want to do anything different except badmouth me because I don't have time to do everything that I had to do before.
Who's badmouthing you?
You.
What? Was I? I didn't say anything bad about you at all.
Yeah, the little fucking, I don't pick up on your half-ass attempt at a snide comment.
What? Whoa. If I'm saying a snide comment, it's fucking full-assed. What did I say that was half-assed?
What I said was, because you paraphrased poorly, mm-hmm. What I said was I didn't want to record the same way we've been recording, mm-hmm. because when I want to play a video or a song, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it by holding the phone up to the microphone. I would like to do it like a normal fucking person would do.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with lining them up. But that's what you chose to glom onto, and then, that's the hardest thing in the world. But I don't give a fuck if it's hard or not. I don't want to hold my phone up to the fucking microphone to play a clip because it sounds like dog shit.
It doesn't, though. I don't. Have you ever heard? Has anybody ever complained about that? Like, hey, when you play clips, they sound bad.
Yes.
Who said that? I'll fucking talk to them. They're lying.
If I tell you who says it, you're gonna say, well, what the fuck does he know?
Yeah, what the fuck does he know? I don't even know who it is, but fuck him. Who is it?
John.
Fuck, what the fuck does he know about audio recording? I almost called him to help me set up this mix minus, but I thought I had it.
You should have. That would have been great.
I thought I had it. I honestly thought I had it, but this...
Well, next week, just unplug all your shit, put your mixer back in your fucking closet, and if we're going to record again, we'll record the old way.
Then I have to set all that back up again.
God. Okay, then don't.
Okay, then don't. Oh, man.
I don't care.
So you even said it. You haven't put anything on the board for 8 months or whatever. I barely had time to put anything on there. I came up with hardly anything. So where does that leave us? I mean, neither one of us are putting any work into it when at least before we were both putting a tiny bit of work into it. You know what I mean? So if neither one of us are willing to put in any work, or if neither one of us have time to put in any work.
I did.
Did what?
So I did put something on the board.
Okay.
I put two things on the board, actually.
Okay. Then why are we talking about this?
Why are we talking about what?
Whatever we're talking about.
I don't know. You just make comments that are, I mean, that's then the whole premise of the show is you make comments that aren't true, and then I refute them.
So. All right, so what are we doing here then?
Oh, I guess we'll say goodbye to everybody, tell them thanks for listening, and we can say see you later, but we won't mean it.
So does that mean we made it to what we made, that we broke the 100 episode threshold and gave up at 101 if this even makes it out? That's too bad.
What, you just said you're not going to put anything into the show, and I told you that I'm not putting any more into the show. I told you, man. 100 episodes are of me doing the legwork. My legs are tired. Now it's your turn to carry the torch, and you're saying you don't have time to do it, so then, yeah, I guess that's where we're at. Otherwise, it's just going to be me and you talking about having nothing to talk about every week, okay. Which I think is what we've been doing.
Right, right. Yeah, and I have no interest in doing that anymore is what I'm saying, I guess. I have no interest in getting on here and what are we going to talk about? Oh, okay. Well, we've moved these stories on the board 14 times and they're still sitting here. Let's still not talk about those and argue about quitting the podcast some more.
Okay.
It, I mean, it just seems silly.
Okay. I can't argue with you. I agree with you.
Oh, okay. Then if we both agree, then why is it so hard for one of us or both of us to say, okay, we're done.
Okay, we're done.
Oh,
but, that's what I don't understand.
Okay, then okay.
Bye.
All right, bye.